Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 202 of Beyond the Supernatural. For the past couple of pages, we've been talking about the odd, unforeshadowed fact that there are very detailed cowboy rules in this game. We read through the horsemanship skills, we talked about the weirdness there, lassoing, giving birth to horse babies, the fact that you need two different skills to ride a horse and ride a camel, but the same skill covers camels and alien flying bug monsters. Now here we are, out of the horsemanship category, onto the much more grounded, much more genre-appropriate mechanical skills category. And what do we find but goddamn robots? Did you know there are robots in this game? And not just in theory, either. Not like in a lab somewhere, on a dark and stormy night, after the GM has completely run out of ideas for monsters to use, a mad scientist makes some fucking robots out on the fringes of the setting. I'm saying you, a player character, if you put your mind to it, can probably make some robots. There are rules for it, and they're the dangerous kind of rules. I'm talking about enough rules for you to build a robot, but no rules for what that robot can do. It's time to party for robot scientists in Beyond the Supernatural. Here's what we get on this page. Robot mechanics. Quote, "This is the specific study of advanced mechanics as it applies to robotics. Those skilled in this discipline can repair, modify, build, and sabotage robots, including industrial robot machines, experimental cutting-edge robots, and military drones and robots. There is a 30% penalty when working with advanced experimental and military robots, as well as alien robots." This skill description is generous enough to specifically address every effort a wary GM might make to try to shut you down when you're trying to build some killer robots. Oh, it means, you know, regular real-life robots, not like super robots. No, it says here I can do experimental cutting-edge robots. Okay, sure, but not like battle-worthy robots. Oh, really? Then what about here where it says military drones and military robots? Okay, maybe you could work on them, but it's not like you can just go build them. Oh, really? Because it says here that I can roll this skill to build experimental, advanced, military-grade robots. It's all here in black and white. And guess what? There's also a robot electronics skill, back in the electrical category, that works pretty much the same way. And, not to pre-talk it too much, because I think we're going to have some things to say about it later, but there's also an artificial intelligence skill in this game. So, I think you can make a sentient robot. It's going to be experimental, it's going to be advanced, therefore, the skill percentage is not going to be great. You're going to take that big minus 30% penalty or whatever, which means if you were rolling your base skill, like some kind of fucking dabbler, like one of these fucking scrubs out here on a team from a major university competing to like drop ping pong balls into a tube with other robots or whatever, then sure, you'd have a lot of trouble with this. But if you build a character to do this, you're not going to have a problem. I mean, certainly if you're playing the genius PCC and you can get those big old skill percentage bonuses, I think you're going to be turning out robots in no time. And maybe that's fair enough. That is your character class. Those are your character features. So if you spend all your PPE trying to build robots, you should be able to build robots, right? But even if you play the scholar occupation, if you play your cards right, I think you can get a good enough bonus to both robot mechanics and robot electronics that you could probably turn out a robot in like 5 tries. At level 1, would this be an expensive process? Of course it would, but you can't put a price on building a killer robot, because once you have a killer robot, you can steal money. I'm really fascinated by the robust support, relatively speaking, for robots in this system where, like, there's no mention of robots as a threat. It's not like you fight killer robots in this game. You really don't, by default. I mean, unless a player character unleashes them, I guess. And yet, there's a robot electronics skill and a robot mechanics skill with very specific provisions for what kind of penalties you take for building advanced experimental war robots. And there's an artificial intelligence skill. Everything is here. It's all laid out for you. And yet, the game is silent about robots. This is the most dangerous position for a GM to be in, because it is all GM fiat, which makes it sort of a game of wits and misdirection between the GM and the player. The only limit on how deadly a robot you can build is essentially, can you keep the GM from noticing how deadly it is before it's out of the lab and into the streets? Once again, I know this is an unusual streak of positivity from me. I'm all for the dumbest thing on this page. Robots in Beyond the Supernatural? Yes, please. Trenchcoat horror is dark, but it is also silly. There were robots in Buffy. I don't specifically remember any robots in the X-Files, but I there was at least like a computer gone mad episode. It's a game of government conspiracies, killer drones, not only plausible, but topical. And all of those are great rationalizations for a paranormal investigator who, instead of slaying demons by hand, builds an autonomous demon-slaying robot. That is the epitome of trenchcoat horror meets chunky gun, just perfect for a Palladium game. And if the GM will let you use some optional rules from the Heroes Unlimited robotics section, you can buy artificial stubble for your robot so it will be even more in genre. Anyway, while we're having fun playing around in all the little gaps, the little nooks and crannies of the skill system in this game, join me next time as we discuss some other weird implications of badly and vaguely written rules on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.